What are some challenges about restaurant culture right now when it comes to mental health or wellness?
It's very stressful. And it seems like you're just cooking. It's not, you're not saving lives, but when you go out to dinner, you demand perfection. And you deserve that because you're paying a price for a service, but it comes at a cost. The hours are very long. Line cooks, you know, work two or three jobs just so that they can afford their apartment or their housing. And so with that overwork and overstressed part of the culture, if you have depression issues, those get exasperated. Everybody goes out for a drink after work, and there's often drugs. So it makes people have a hard life. And once you get into that culture, it's hard to get out, especially if you have addictive personality like I do.
Let's talk about the proofless dinner. I'd love to hear you describe it in your own words.
I've been sober for 9 years, and part of my story is just coming up in the cooking industry, and there's not a ton of things where we can go have creative mocktails or cocktails as sober people. So I decided to come up with a dinner where everything is super well thought out, and we put a lot of emphasis on the cocktails, mocktails, and the food as well. I just want to promote healthier living, promote options, promote a restructuring of our world.
What are you hoping attendees learn?
The big thing is just learning that there is a culture that needs help, learning that there are options in life for people who don't feel like drinking or for people who can't drink, just kind of getting outside of your normal box.